I find this scientifically fascinating.
You're listening to KUCI.
Disengage this computer now.
Broadcasting at 88.9 FM.
Hello, computer.
And on the web at KUCI.org.
The most reliable computer ever made.
And streaming through iTunes.
Don't expect any mercy during the Great Robot Wars.
Anteater Radio brought to you by machines. Returning to normal broadcast in 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have me here, Ryan Folland, on Get Notified. We have some special guests today, but before we do that, we have to do this.
You're listening to 88.9 FM, KUCI Irvine. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views of KUCI or the University of California, Irvine.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to KUCI here in Irvine, 88.9. And Get Notified is all about notifying you about social media, the world of social media, this crazy thing that kids are doing these days, that adults are trying to find out. And literally what we are doing here for you is helping you understand it all. If you're good at social media and you want to get better, this is your show. If you hate social media, we'd love you to listen too. And if you're generally confused by social media, well, we're here to explain it for you. It's all about showing love online. So if you're not following KUCI, I suggest you do that. If you are driving, maybe you do it when you're not driving, because we want to be safe out there on the road. And I know you're thinking to yourself, look, I'm only going 5 miles an hour on the 405, but still, texting, tweeting, Facebooking while you're driving can kill. So be careful out there. Show some love to KUCI. That's at KUCI FM. Find us on Twitter, also on Instagram, and you can search for us on Facebook. You can find me, DJ Ginger MC. You can show me some Twitter love on Twitter. That's at Ryan Folland. And on Instagram, Ryan.Folland. Yes, because someone else named Ryan Folland stole my handle. But it's okay. I'm sure he's a nice guy. So today, I am super duper excited, and I don't know when the last it was that I said super duper, but that's okay, because our guests are super duper. These people have such an amazing story. I've had the pleasure of hanging out with them in person quite a few times over a glass of wine or two or three or four, and they have so much knowledge, and they are so excited to share with the world, and they are students of social media as they reinvent themselves. Michael is so savvy. He is actually calling me on Skype. So I have my phone here on Skype, and he and Bonnie are leveraging time. And we'll talk about that today, because not only are we talking on the phone, but we are also on Skype. Yes, we are doing a double date here with two different types of mediums. You guys, I'm so excited to have you here. I think last time we saw you, you were down here at UCI. You were speaking at the Blum Center. For those of you who don't know the Blum Center, you should. It is an amazing program here at UCI that helps to alleviate poverty not only locally, but globally. And Michael and Bonnie actually were one of the first people or pairs to come up with this thing called Worthy Cause Marketing. And we might or might not touch on that, but just a quick note on it. You know, you have these Tom's models where you buy one and people give something away, and you have people that donate to charity and then say, look at me because I'm cool and I donate to charity. These guys invented Worthy Cause Marketing, which was 100% focused on helping a cause, and that cause essentially helped to market their cause. And their cause was selling wine, but it wasn't selling wine as much as it was trying to get repayment. And they have an amazing book that documents their story. It's called The Barefoot Spirit. Oh, I see she's showing it there. I like it.
Yeah.
And I'm about halfway through it. See, I figured I was in Catalina recently, and I had bare feet on, so it just made sense. So I'm about halfway through. You've got the bottles there. You've gone through the struggles. And
oh, there's more struggles to come.
Oh, you guys are full of struggles. That's what's great. Now, I'm excited today because you guys became successful, extremely successful, in a world where social media did not exist.
And yes, it was a few years back, Ryan, so we didn't have that available to get the word out about our product. So we went into the community, and we took advantage of groups that already existed, nonprofits, and supporting local fundraisers. And we worked with them, and by doing that, we were supporting their group, so they supported us and what we were offering, which was Barefoot Wines.
So you guys pretty much were using your social skills to help create attention before social media even existed.
Exactly. In fact, you know, in social media, it's really about tagging into existing networks. To get your word out. You know, maybe somebody has a big following, so you go write a blog on their site, and presumably the members of that following will see your blog. So that's one way to get the word out through social media today. Well, we did pretty much the same thing before social media. It's just that instead of using somebody's following, we were using the members of a nonprofit organization, such as the Surfrider Foundation.
Love it. Now, speaking of social media, how do we find you guys online? Because we know your names. Now, how, during the show, can people kind of peek in and see what's going on? Give us a social breakdown.
Okay, so you can go to thebarefootspirit.com, of course. And then if you want to tweet us, you can tweet us at @barefoot_spirit. And
underscore.
I like underline. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, you know, I'm showing my age here.
Hey, but you know, let's think of it more as wisdom, because literally everyone out there, this is such a treat for you if you are listening, because these two individuals have messed up so many times and learned the hard way so that you don't have to. And whether you're an entrepreneur or not, we want to encourage you to learn through other people's lessons. One of my favorite quotes is by Eleanor Roosevelt, and she says, "You have to learn from other people's mistakes because you don't have time to make them all yourself."
Yes, I agree with that completely.
That's great. Actually, you know, we have a little gift for your listeners today, Ryan.
Oh.
If they go to thebarefootspirit.com/3mistakes.
Okay.
They're going to get a special report that we wrote about the 3 most common mistakes that people make when they start a business. The Whoa. 3 most common.
I not only love that because it's the number 3, but I love it because there's 3 of them, and then also because it's only 3.
Yeah. Yeah, we thought you'd appreciate that.
See, yeah. These guys have been hanging out with me enough that they know my favorite number in the world is 3. And actually, my number for numerology is number 3. Go figure.
No.
It is. It's crazy. But this is how we count, everyone. Ready? 1, 2, 3, many. And in Spanish, uno, dos, tres, mucho. And then I'm also working on my French. So, 1, 2, 3, buco.
I love it.
There's many ways to say it. It's all the same message.
Yes, but I love this. And this is a great takeaway. Today's going to be full of great takeaways. And right out the gates, within the first 10 minutes, you have learned how to count. And you have learned
in 3 languages.
In 3 languages, of course, yes. And translate this to your social media. If you are going to be giving some sort of a post or some sort of an update, or if you're writing a blog, or if you're even speaking on camera or doing a video for YouTube or something quick for Vine or Instagram or Twitter, keep it to 3 things or less. You don't want to overwhelm people, and you want to keep them coming back for more. So, great example. You have a gift here if you go to barefootspirit.com/3mistakes. Now, is that the number 3? No.
Yes, it is.
It's Arabic numeral 3.
But it's www.thebarefootspirit.com.
Thebarefootspirit.com. And actually, it redirects, if you do it on mistake, to just barefoot. So I like that.
Yes, that only costs $1,600.
Hey, well, you know what? We learn from your mistakes. So make sure that you try to get the URL that you need, but also picking up other URLs that people might do on accident. Okay, we have this thing called a GTO. It's called the grandma timeout. So I just said URL, and I'm pretty sure that there's a lot of people that don't know what that means. And your URL is literally your website. So there you go. Grandma, URL means your website. And you type into the browser at the top of your page, and you can find it. So I think I think it'd be really fun to talk about some of your strategies before social media existed and how they actually just can be amplified today. Now, for those of you who are listening, and if you were at UCI or even if you graduated a few years ago, I have some might be difficult news for you to understand. There used to not be cell phones. I know it's tough to think about. There was this thing called a pager, and then before that, there was a rotary phone, and before that, people actually talked to each other.
Face-to-face. I've heard that.
And now we're at a Skype-to-face, right? But that's cool.
I
think that your wisdom and your age is something that a lot of people resonate.
Experience, Ryan.
Experience, wisdom.
We don't talk about age. It's experience.
Experience, yes. And this also is a good point. Here's another learning lesson for today. Words matter. So choose your words wisely, especially when you're tweeting. Try to stay away from things that are negative, even if you're joking, because sarcasm is very hard to read online. You guys, in your wisdom, let's talk about some of the things that back in the day when there was no cell phone and people actually talked to each other face to face, maybe we can talk about your three favorite face to face strategies, and we can talk about how that translates online. And I have a special surprise for you, because in about 15 minutes, I have a millennial who is going to kind of do a real time audit of some of your social media.
And GPO, what is that? What is a millennial?
Oh, GTO, Grandma Timeout.
GTO, right.
Don't ask me to spell it, okay, because I constantly misspell it, but thanks to technology, I usually get it. A millennial is someone who was born between 1980 and I believe 2000. I am a very, I'm on the cusp of a millennial, so technically I am a millennial. And it is classified as a generation, basically an age group of people. So there were the baby boomers. There is Generation X, Generation Y, and larger classifications. But millennials are those people that grew up with technology, with social media. For myself, I grew up with no cell phone. Then I got a pager. And then I got a cell phone. It was a flip phone. And then I got a BlackBerry, which I was in love with. Her name was Anne. And then I tried to get two different iPhones, and I returned them within the 14 days because I didn't like it. And then I became an Android master, and now I have a MacBook Pro. So go figure. But these are people who, instead of talking face-to-face, they grew up talking with people online. It's the same group of people that having a car became less important because their freedom wasn't about how far they could drive. It was about having an internet connection. So there's this gap between the wise people who grew up without cell phones and the people who grew up with basic technology that just really accelerated. And then these new millennials that literally their language is social media. She's a Snapchat queen. She knows how to tweet. It's like second nature. And so we're going to bring her on, and it'll be like this multi-generational powwow about best practices. And what I'm excited is to help millennials, and everyone for that matter, learn how to better communicate. Because social media, at the end of the day, is just a communication tool. And if you are not good at expressing your stories or your vision or what you want to communicate, whether you use social media or whether you do it in person, if you're not able to communicate what you want, the message won't be delivered. So that's why I'm so excited to have the wisdom here today with some fresh youth, and then we'll mix it around in a pot and we'll create an awesome stew.
Yeah, let's do that.
So you guys tell us where you are in the world right now. You're out in wine country in Sonoma at a beautiful spot. You've got all this antique furniture that I see there. You guys are just living up, and you have your fancy scarves. I love your scarves, by the way. I wish I had something to put on here so I could wear a scarf. I'll try to figure that out.
So, you know, when it's a hot day in Sonoma, you can take your scarf and you can dip it in the water, see? And then as it evaporates, it keeps your head cool.
That is very practical. And by the way, I'd like to just note that Michael is also a ginger. So hashtag ginger pride, right?
And I hear that.
GTO gingers are those amazing people who have freckles. Freckles are little spots of energy, and that's why typically we have more energy. I was told at one point that they're angel kisses. I'm still trying to do the research on that, but I've My hair has gone less red, and my beard has been making up for it. But I might adopt the necktie there as well, because it is hot here in Southern California.
Yeah, it's been hot here as well. Sonoma County, for those out there that don't know, is about 1 hour north of San Francisco.
Okay.
And we are in between Napa and the Pacific Ocean. We get a lot of wonderful cool breezes, and fog from the ocean helps keep us cool at night. During the day lately, it's been about 100 here. We grow fabulous grapes, wonderful vineyards, and produce fabulous wines. We have the redwoods here, the Russian River. We've got some of the greatest soil for growing anything that you want to grow. So we've got wonderful food and wine and recreation. It doesn't get any better. But don't tell anybody.
Wow, you just totally painted this picture in my mind, and I felt like I was there by a babbling brook, eating some grapes, drinking some wine, with a scarf that had just recently been doused in the river.
That's right.
That's the way to live.
That's the way to live.
And this is another here just takeaway. It's all about visual language. If you think about how you're describing something, don't forget the little details. What things smell like, what you're feeling, what time of day it is. And from a communication standpoint, visual language is so important, especially when you're online, because you have a smaller amount of space and you want to make that have a high impact. Okay, so let's get to Michael and Bonnie's top three communication hacks. And it doesn't necessarily have to be online, but we'll transfer them over to online.
Okay, you want to start there, Bonnie?
Sure, I'll start. We believe that one of the best ways to communicate is face-to-face. Just like we're doing over Skype with you now. Even though we're on the radio, we can see your handsome face and your red hair and everything. And that's really important when you're communicating with people. Because like you had said, sarcasm, for instance, which does pop up in our normal everyday conversation.
No.
it can be recognized and accepted easier when you're seeing someone's face than you can when it's just in print.
You don't have to put a little smiley face next to every comment.
Yeah.
I do like how Michael and I just both dropped the sarcasm no bomb there at the same time.
Yes.
Now,
yeah,
exactly.
This is a really interesting conversation because we have all this technology where it's so easy to get someone on the phone. But I'm going to guess that a lot of people have more than one device open. So I have my laptop open. You know, I have the switchboard here in front of me. I've got a computer screen over here, and I've got the phone. And if I didn't have you two that were looking at me, it's easy that I could be distracted. And think about how many times you're talking with someone and there's a little bit of a disconnect and you're able to like tweet at the same time, or you're in the middle of another conversation via text message and you're just not really there. So
the biggest compliment you can pay anyone is to spend your undivided time with that person.
Wow, that sounds like a tweetable moment. So GTO, tweetable moment. Yeah. Bonnie just gave a crazy cool piece of wisdom, and it is that the most valuable present or most valuable thing?
The compliment that you can give someone is to give them your undivided attention.
That's amazing. And in an attention-starved world, that is that much more powerful, because we literally, all these devices just give us more things to do. And I know so many people, including myself, that just kind of frantically try to handle all these things at once.
Yeah.
And literally, since you just said that, maybe you can hear it in my voice, but all of a sudden I just became a little bit more relaxed, because though people are listening, it's now more about a conversation between you guys and me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
very personal. And that's the best way to build relationships and business relationships for anybody, no matter what stage you're at in your business, are essential for your success. So we really believe in building relationships face-to-face.
I love that. And now the offline tactic is literally the biggest compliment you can pay someone is to give them your undivided attention. Now, using technology, if you don't have the actual chance to have FaceTime, literally, cell phones have FaceTime, right? So you can FaceTime, you can Skype, you can Zoom, you can Google Hangout. And this is interesting. We'll get into this a little bit later when Yola comes on. But that's why live streaming and video as a medium is just blowing up. I don't know if you guys read the news this morning or your inbox this morning, but Twitter just announced that they are increasing the video that they are showing on their platform from 60 seconds to 140 seconds.
Wow.
That's huge, because Periscope has been getting traction, but it's sort of losing steam to Facebook Live and to some of these other platforms. But Twitter literally just announced that you can now have a 140-second video on your Twitter. That's crazy when you think about it. So the takeaway here is, if at all possible, I want you for the next week, if you have a phone conversation with someone, or if there's a coworker that you're trying to connect with, or a relative, or your grandma that you're saying hi to, by the way, you should call your grandma today if you haven't. Call your grandma, but don't just call her. Try to get her on some sort of video, because grandma's going to appreciate the face-to-face time. So as an exercise for you in your life, connect better with people, be a better communicator by spending time face-to-face. I love it. That's great. I mean, that's enough information for me. I can just be done.
No, we've got more.
Oh, okay.
We have more. Hold on.
Number two.
Okay, number two, ask a lot of questions.
Can you say that
again?
Ask a
lot of questions from everybody that you meet, everybody that's associated with your business, everyone that touches your product or uses your service.
Wow. That's what amazes me sometimes, is that we all look for life hacks. We all look for better ways of doing things. We always try to find the next secret. And you just told us something that is intuitive that we all probably have heard before, but is so powerful. Ask more questions. I love that. So here's a social media strategy. Instead of talking at people, engage your audience with questions. If you're saying some sort of piece of information that you're sharing in the world that you think is a tweetable moment, finish that conversation with, what do you think? Or would love to hear your comments. And I think that questions drive conversation.
And absolutely.
And too often, it's this whole me society where it's really all about me, and me, 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 me. As soon as you start asking questions, it kind of throws the other person for a loop, because they get to talk about themselves.
People love to talk about themselves. But even if you are a me, me person, by asking questions, you're going to learn something. So if it's all about me, then you want to learn something that's important, right?
Yeah.
So you can still be me, me, and ask a lot of questions, because you're going to get something out of it. You're going to get more knowledge. You're going to get a different opinion, a different perspective on the situation. And that's exciting for me. I love learning things. I love different opinions.
Now, I'm going to ask each of you what your favorite question is to ask, and I have mine. So who wants to go first? Okay, she's pointing to Michael. Here we go. Michael, what's your favorite question to ask people, hopefully in a face-to-face conversation?
What do you like to do?
What do you like to do? Ladies and gentlemen, you now have a question that you can use. What do you like to do? What a great opener that literally can start a conversation with somebody that will give you insight into what gets them excited. I like it.
And they like talking about what they like to do, so it's easy for them. It really takes the edge off.
Michael, I have a question for you. What do you like to do?
I like to play with my cat.
Okay. And I actually see him in the background. Is that him on the pillow?
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, yeah, that is.
That's not a pillow. That's a throne, and this is a throne room.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. Okay. So, Bonnie, what's your favorite question?
How can I help you achieve your goals?
Shoot, that's my question. You stole it, but okay.
Oh.
I like it.
Sorry, Will, it works for all of us.
I know, and that just shows something. If Bonnie's favorite question is my favorite question, that's a double favorite question.
Yeah.
Now, from a networking perspective, it's interesting. I go to a lot of networking events. There are a lot of networking events. If you're actually around UCI today, and if you know about The Cove, which is over at Applied Innovation, 5141 California, I'm a co-organizer of an event called OC Tech Happy Hour, and it is a massive event. Michael and Bonnie, you were one of our special guest speakers. How was the OC Tech Happy Hour?
Oh, it was very exciting. The very involved audience, they asked great questions, they paid attention. They came up and talked to us afterwards for some time after we spoke, and you really kept things rolling. You've got great energy, Ryan.
It was a great cross-section of people, too. It was students, it was faculty, it was business owners, old, young, you know. Grandma was there.
So if you guys are around and you want to check it out, it's a totally free event. It's called OC Tech Happy Hour, and it's at The Cove. If you don't know where The Cove is, you can check out innovation.uci.edu. It's one of the most fantastic presentation spaces ever. And I will be your MC, your Ginger MC, hashtag Ginger MC. It's an amazing event. It's actually one of the largest, one of the fastest growing meetups in Orange County. We're really excited about it. But back to the questions. We were talking about how can I help you, or what do you, Bonnie, you said, how can I help you achieve your goals?
Exactly.
My favorite question is, what do you need the most help with? And they're both, you know, similar. They're like siblings. Uh-huh. But my challenge to you, when you're at a networking event, and you're talking with somebody, you're asking questions, it's a face-to-face situation, when you have an opportunity, smile and say, what is it that you need the most help with? And you would be surprised. People will be shocked. Sometimes they won't even know what to answer.
Yes.
So I would suggest that you, if you are listening, whether it's at 88.9 FM or if it's online streaming at kuci.org, you need to know what you need the most help with. So for me, I love speaking opportunities. I love MC opportunities. So when somebody says, Ryan, what can I help you with? Well, if you know of a speaking opportunity, or if you know of an opportunity for me to host an event, that's it. I've gotten so many gigs off of that, and it's such a simple process. So if you have a radio show and you need guests, or if you are a blogger and you want to interview people, or if you're a budding entrepreneur and you need contacts, that question, not only asking it, but knowing the answer, is phenomenal. So I think that the number two tip of asking questions is crucial. And we have, what do you like to do? What can I help to achieve your goals? What can I do to help you achieve your goals? And what do you need the most help with? For those of you who are good at social media, here's a great tip of how to leverage this. One of the most underutilized tools online is direct messaging, instant messaging, because each platform has a way to communicate one-on-one with people. And there's so many autoresponders, and there's so much one-to-many conversation, right? You throw a tweet out, and it's like, hey, everybody. But if you actually direct message somebody, it's a very personal interaction. And the direct messages that I find I actually respond to are those that ask questions. So imagine you meet somebody online, or you see that somebody is now following you. If you reach out to them individually and say, hey, what is it that you like to do? Or what can I help you with? That's a powerful thing. Okay, so let's get to the number three here, but it looks like Yola's calling in. So I'm going to patch her in, and we'll get her into the tail end of this. Yola, are you there?
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Hey, I'm excellent. I've got Bonnie and Michael here, and you are live on air. So I know how you millennials have your own slang words and stuff. So we'll keep this to a grandma level, okay? We don't want you to confuse everybody with techie terms. And if you do, we're going to stop you, and we're going to have you explain. Is that okay?
Okay, perfect.
So Michael and Bonnie, meet Yola Robert.
Hi, Yola.
Hi, Yola.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
Excellent.
So
wonderful.
So Yola is a fashion expert. She has an app called Closet App, spelt not like you would think. And she is very fashionable, and her goal is to help solve the problem of waking up every morning like I do and not knowing what I'm going to wear. Is that right, Yola?
Precisely, yeah. Making it more fun and having your reference group and your social circles interact with you while picking out, you know, your outfits on a daily basis.
So this is perfect because Michael and Bonnie have inspired me to go buy a bunch of scarves. So I'm going to need to add that into my repertoire and then select it in the app. And then today would have been a great day to wear one of my scarves.
Perfect.
So if you are just joining us, we have Yola, we have Michael, and we have Bonnie. We have got this cross-generational group of people who are experts at communication. Michael and Bonnie are amazing at face-to-face, personal, old school, throw the phone away or make sure the phone battery is dead and let's communicate. And then Yola probably gets stressed out if she doesn't have a phone in her hand or she's not online. And so we're going to have this mesh of the two together. And you are listening to Get Notified here at KUCI. We are on every Tuesday and Wednesday morning from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. to make your drive on the 405 less miserable than it is. And real quick, so we can all check in with some Twitter love here because we're about halfway through the show. Michael and Bonnie, you can get them at www.thebarefootspirit.com.
That's show them, exactly correct.
Show them some Twitter love at barefoot underscore Twitter. Twitter love at under... Twitter love.
Go ahead, you can do it.
Third time is a charm, right?
Yeah, number three.
I love the number three. At barefoot underscore spirit. Yes. And then on Instagram, you are at the barefoot spirit, correct?
Right.
Yes. I am on it this morning. You see, if you don't make mistakes, then you can't feel good about doing mundane things. That's my new quote for the day. So Yola, how do we find you online?
You can find us on Instagram at KLOZETAPP, Closet App. And then our website is closetapp.com.
Okay, so let me bring you up to speed here. We were just talking about nothing, really, for the first 10 minutes, just getting to know Michael and Bonnie. It was great. And then we learned how to count. And Yola, do you know how to count?
Yeah, I learned how to count when I was three.
But,
so.
Oh, do you see that?
Oh,
yeah. Okay, so if you know me, what's my favorite number, Yola?
Three.
Okay, and how do we count? One, two, three. Many, and you learned at the age three. Man, what an amazing day. Is there, you know what, it's 8:34 right now, go figure. You know what, when you start to look for things appear. So
right.
We also got into communication hacks, pretending that there was no technology. And so the number one tip was face-to-face communication, because there's no better compliment than giving someone your undivided attention. And if you can look them in the eyes and you can interact with them, you know that they're not being distracted. You know that you have their attention. And if you can't be physically with them, then you can be with them on Skype or Zoom or Google Hangouts or something. So it was an interesting bridge, because from a non-social media, and this goes for everyone, try to communicate with people by giving your undivided attention. And how do you prove that? You let them see your eyes, whether it's through Skype or something like that. Number two, the best communication hack from the dynamic duo is ask questions. So Michael's favorite question is, what do you like to do? Bonnie's favorite question is, how can I help you achieve your goals? And my favorite question is, what do you need the most help with? Yola, what is your favorite question to ask people?
So I would say my favorite question is asking people, what is their vision, or what is their, you know, the actions they're doing today and the steps they're taking today? How does that play out in the bigger picture?
I like that. I like that a lot. So what is your vision, right? Everybody knows that businesses have a vision statement. Michael and Bonnie, do you think individuals should have a vision statement?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. We all have goals. We keep a goal book, and we have for about 30 years now.
Wait a minute. Tell me about this. This sounds like an awesome offline strategy. What is a goal book?
Okay,
GTO.
So.
We have visions in different subjects of our lives. There's family, home, business, spiritual,
health.
Wealth. They're all different topics, and we have a vision or a goal in each one of those areas. Or many, really.
So do you actually have a physical book that you write them in?
Yes, we do. You can do it in an online fashion. But
I like to hold it in my hand and take it on a picnic on weekends.
So what we do is we go on the picnic, we look at the goal, and we say, has anything happened in the last week that helps this goal come into reality? And if there has, we put the date down and what the thing was that brought us closer to reality. And so then if... closer to the goal. Now, what's nice about this is, you know, you have some weeks where nothing happens, right? It's frustrating. But what keeps you going? You go back to your goal book, you read your goal again, and then you go back and you read the post where you were proceeding toward the realization of that goal. And then you start to feel, wow, I guess I am making progress.
I love that. Now, here at UCI, if you do or don't know, I am, and wait for it, ready? I got to take a breath. the Senior Administrator of Social Media Marketing for the Office of the Vice Provost of Teaching and Learning. That's my job title, and it actually does fit on a business card. And one of the things that I'm tasked with doing is helping about 27 different departments better communicate to students so that students learn about the awesome resources that they have. I love this idea of a goal book for these different departments or these different divisions. If you are a department out there under the Division of Undergraduate Education, under the Division of Teaching and Learning, Summer School, or anybody else out there, not only do you have a homework of trying to make face-to-face conversation over the next week, but what are the goals of your center? Do you want to engage more students? Do you want to get more people enrolled into your minor? Do you want to get more people to events? There's magic that happens when you look for something and when you put it down on paper, and there's actually studies about that, right? In my next meetings with some of these departments on campus, I'm literally going to say, do you have a goal book? And if they don't, I'm going to encourage them to do that. I'm going to make a goal book. My first goal is to make a goal book.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Check it off.
I love it. Okay, so let's get to the third communication hack, and then we're going to have Yola friendly give some jabs and hooks and see if we can help spruce up some of your social media. So to recap, we have communicate face-to-face, we have ask better questions, and what's the number third? Three.
I think it's let information flow freely because, you know, I used to do a lot of business with the Japanese. And when you do a business with the Japanese, they usually want to talk about the weather for the first 5 or 10 minutes or sports or something.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with getting down to business, but it has everything to do with making you feel comfortable in the relationship. So I guess, you know, one of the big hacks is build a relationship first.
I love that. And let the information flow freely. And this makes sense because for the first 10 minutes, we just kind of talked about what was going on. You know, I poked fun at your scarf and we talked, we got this visualization of you guys. And no, don't do that, Michael. He was choking himself with it. Come on now. So, Yola, what do you think about these communication hacks? Face-to-face communication, asking questions, and letting the information flow freely.
I think all of those hacks are great, and I also think they can be used digitally, especially with things like Snapchat, Periscope, Facebook Live. You can still use those communication hacks through those mediums.
What a great transition. It's almost like that was meant to be. So let's segue into how we can use these three communication hacks online. And let's do a GTO real quick. Hacks, okay? The word hack used to have a negative connotation to it, but these days, hack is usually a positive term about finding a more efficient way of doing things. So there are hackathons where students and individuals from the community get together and hack together, typing on the keyboard, different programming tools to change the world. So these communication hacks don't have a negative connotation with it. They are ways to communicate more efficiently. Now, Yola, let's talk about how we can use these communication tools. And you had mentioned this buzzword called Snapchat. So
right.
GTO, this is the grandma timeout. You have to explain like you're explaining to your grandma. And everybody has to call their grandma today as well. Don't forget, communicate face-to-face, call your grandma, and get a goal book. Those are your three things. What is Snapchat in a snap?
So Snapchat, basically, it's a social media platform where you can take a video. You have two options. You could send it personally, and it can last up to 10 seconds, but then it disappears. It's either a picture or a video. Or you can put it on your story, and it lasts for 24 hours.
Okay, and for those of you who don't know or haven't heard about Snapchat, it is literally taking over from a content consumption standpoint. GTO, content consumption, is consuming the different types of content online. And I was just reading something this morning that Snapchat is being used by more than 150 million people every single day. And they consume something on the upwards of 10 billion videos. That is insane. Now, these are all little 10-second videos. How do we include communication, asking questions, and letting information flow on Snapchat?
So let's say Bonnie and Michael get a Snapchat, and they have their Snapchat account. A lot of business accounts or, you know, motivational accounts, what they do is they put all that on their story. They do maybe 10-second videos.
A GTO, GTO, define a story when it comes to Snapchat.
So a story is kind of like your Snapchat feed.
GTO, what is a feed? we're going deep here. I mean, seriously, people may be listening and they're like, wait, what's a feed? So GTO on a feed.
A feed would be on Snapchat where you can go view other Snapchatters' videos.
Okay, so you either take pictures or videos on your Snapchat and you post them to what's called your story. And that story is just an aggregate or all of those stories together in one area, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so go back to it. So if Michael and Bonnie were to get a Snapchat, they would be able to snap or take pictures or videos that would add up to consecutive pieces of content to tell essentially
a story. Correct, so their first growth communication hack, they would start with that, maybe the first two or three videos, and then the next three videos, they would do the second communication hack. And then the next three or four videos, they would follow up with the third communication hack. And that is actually really nice because it keeps the viewer engaged.
So for those of you listening, Snapchat is not something you can probably understand in 3 minutes. But from a very basic level, what Yolo's talking about here is that you can communicate face-to-face with people through Snapchat because you actually can use a front-facing camera. They have all these funny filters and stuff that make you look like different people and things, so it's fun. And then you can actually interact with people. You can have people can ask questions. People can snap you back. There's this conversation piece. And then finally, you can let the information flow, and you can create these longer conversations and really get to know people because Snapchat is almost like a behind-the-scenes. Is that correct?
Yeah, I would say so. A lot of bigger companies and celebrities, they like to use Snapchat, really engage their user base and get to know their user base and also build a rapport with them. It does take you behind the scenes of, you know, the day-to-day life. So for Michael and Bonnie, they could take people behind the scenes with their goal book.
They could show them snaps of their picnic or when they're out in the wine field or if they're...
Yeah, and then they could put their goal book, like, what have you written in your goal book? Yeah, what have you written? Snap the stack.
Now, Michael and Bonnie, are you on Snapchat?
Not yet, but now I want to.
Okay, so we'll be exploring that. Michael and Bonnie, what are your favorite social media platforms? And if you were able to ask a millennial expert, what would that look like? What do you need some help with? See, there's the question. What do you guys need help with when it comes to social media?
Well, we need help with everything, of course. And, you know, it keeps changing and the strategies keep changing.
Yeah.
But, you know, we do use Twitter quite a bit, and we use LinkedIn a lot. We use Facebook a lot, and we also lately have been using Instagram, which is really a kick, you know, because what's interesting about Instagram is you can decide, you know, what kind of a style you're going to have on Instagram. Are you going to show pictures of kitties or food or whatever, or are you going to actually communicate some message? You know, like I get your comics all the time. I love them. And I say, okay, look at this. This is what Ryan's doing today. My favorite one is if life was logical, men would be riding side saddles.
Yes, this is true. And Michael's referring to my Instagram account. And every day, so here's the backstory real quick. I had a friend who said, you've got to go see Tony Robbins. And I'd heard about him, but I wasn't like a fan or anything. I didn't know. So he hooked me up with a ticket to this conference that he had, Unleash Your Inner Power or something, and it was in October. And literally, Tony Robbins is the man. I mean, he just pulls out inspiration that is deep within. And he said, make a small goal and a big goal. There you go with your goal books. So my small goal was to get over my fear of Instagram. And so I said, you know what? I'd love to draw stick figures. So there with like 10,000 people, I was like, I am going to draw a stick figure quote every single day for an entire year, and then I'll have an actual calendar that I can sell. And it has been one of the most difficult things to do every day, but one of the most rewarding things. So if you want a piece of my brain every day, you can check out my Instagram, ryan.folan, and it's all stick figures with Sharpie markers and pens.
I highly recommend it because we try to communicate a lot of complicated ideas to help people in business, but Ryan breaks stuff down in a laughable way, and you get the whole message, you know, just in like in a couple of seconds. It's a great job.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So let's talk about Instagram for a second, because Yola, did you have a chance to look at Michael and Bonnie's Instagram?
I did.
Okay, so now let's just everybody know this is a no judgment zone. It's not like anyone's listening aside from like all of Orange County, but Michael and Bonnie, are you okay to get a little bit of tough love right now when it comes to your Instagram?
Yeah, always. Okay. We're in a constant state of improvement.
Okay, I love that. So, Yola, let's give them some advice here. What are you seeing? Maybe what messages do you think they're trying to convey? And then what are some things that we can do to help improve their Instagram?
My initial thought when I got to the page, I mean, you do post, probably not as frequently as you should. I would probably post at least once a day. There was no theme to the page.
GTO, GT, GTO. So posting once a day would literally be going onto the app and doing a picture or a quote or something. But more importantly, you said there was no theme. So GTO right. for theme. Explain what a theme is for Instagram.
I like to say Instagram is like when you open up a magazine, how there's information you're consuming, but there's a theme to it.
So, right, so when you open up Inc. magazine, you've got like there's this theme of entrepreneurship. Or you open up the Us magazine, even though it's a bunch of different celebrities, it's like all kinds of celebrity gossip. So you're saying that when you look at Michael and Bonnie's Instagram, you literally have, and I have it pulled up here myself, and anybody that's out there in front of a computer, you should do that. We've got a big tree, walking man. We've got Michael and Bonnie, safe, risky, waterfall. This looks like kind of a day in the life, but then also there are these quotes, attack where the enemy is not, things like that. What theme, Michael and Bonnie, do you guys want to portray on your Instagram? Or just in general, right? If Michael and Bonnie had a magazine, and this is a really good exercise for anyone out there. If you have an Instagram, I want you to ask yourself, if I had a magazine, what would it be called? What would it look like? What kind of editorials? What kind of pictures? Michael and Bonnie, what would your magazine be?
Well, it would be really about us. It would be, you know, an authentic view. Yes, it's a day in the life, but it's also, by the way, you know, yes, you know, we like cats and we like waterfalls and all these other things. But we also have some serious help for you. And the idea is that you say, oh, I see who these people are. If we had a theme, I guess it would be we're real people that have something to offer. So we don't just sit out there and say, oh, here's more to offer, more to offer, more to offer. We say, oh, wait a minute, here's something cool that has absolutely nothing to do with what we have to offer. And it's sort of to build credibility with people.
Okay, so I have a suggestion here maybe, and Yola, you can let me know what you think, but you guys have this goal book, and you have family goals, you have health goals, you have wealth goals, you have all these things. If you really want to create credibility and you want to share who you are, you can really get to know someone by their goals. And maybe, and Yola, I'm curious your input on this, maybe you can use your goals and how you're achieving those goals as a theme for something like your Instagram. So
I like that.
You like that? Yola, what do you think?
I think it's a great idea. And you could have the weekly goal. Every week you post your goal. I do suggest an app called Ripple, R-I-P-L. It lets you do cool graphics, like wording graphics, motion pictures. Download that, and then you could upload pictures of yourselves, and you could write the words overlay on top of the picture.
And that's a great point. Just looking, sorry to jump on you there, Yola, but I'm looking, you have this attack where the enemy is not. That's one of my favorite quotes of yours, Michael, but it's on this like red background and white font. You could use that with the tree guy because he looks like he's hiking. You could sort of be a little creative with the way that you're delivering. But I love this idea, Yola, you said like this weekly goal. Imagine if your daily post was either, okay, I'm brainstorming here, so give the ginger a chance. Let's say every week there's maybe a goal. On Monday, you post a goal, like your goal quote or whatnot. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you are showing what you're doing every day to achieve those goals. Or maybe Saturday, Sunday, it's all about family and health. And so every Sunday, you guys are out in the wilderness all the time. So maybe every Sunday, you're going to be out in the wilderness and whatnot. Maybe Saturday is cat day And so every Saturday we can plan on getting a really cool picture of your cat, right? So do you see how this consistency can help people understand who you are? Because right now it's a little bit peppercorn.
I think that's excellent advice. It really allows us to focus. It makes the Instagram more fun to do, I think, and more fun for other people to read because, as Yola pointed out, this way it would really have a theme. And previously it's been kind of scattered. We're just learning how to use Instagram, so we just throw on whatever we can find that we think would be interesting. But I think this is really great. Thank you. Thank you very much for that idea, Yola. And I think we're going to follow through with you and Ryan's suggestion of using our goal book to share with people. That achieves what Michael had said of getting allowing other people to get to know us so we become more, you know, real. So we're real people and we have something to offer, is what Michael had said. Well, what we have to offer is sharing how we have kept track and used our goal book to achieve the things that we want in life, which anybody can do if they're focused. Because as you said earlier today, Ryan, I don't remember how you said it, but it's what you focus on is what you see. So if you're focused on achieving your goals, then you're much more likely to achieve them than if you're focused on failing, for instance, then you'll achieve that.
I am so excited. This is really exciting, and this is a lesson for everyone out there, right? If you look at your Instagram, you don't have a theme, start with your goals and share your goals and give a little bit of insight to your life. Literally, Michael and Bonnie, I'm going to look for a cat picture every single Saturday. And now you can take the picture throughout the week because, you know, that's what you like doing. And
sorry to interrupt, Brian. There is a tool that you might find helpful called Hootsuite, Hootsuite. And you can actually pre-post. You can pre-plan your posts on Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Facebook. So you could sit down every month and you could, you know, have your posts ready for the rest of the month. And then throughout the month, you can post as you wish. So that might be helpful for you, too, if you're more of a pre-planner.
I love it. Well, guys, I hate to say it, but we're running out of time. And we're going to have to shut it down. But Michael and Bonnie, it might be fun to have you back and Yola have you back because we just scraped the tip of the iceberg for Instagram. So in this last 30 seconds here, I want to give a final plug. Show KUCI some love. That's KUCI FM. That's on the different channels. Go to thebarefootspirit.com. Go to ryanfolan.com if you'd like to. And Yola, repeat your website one more time.
Closet app, KLOZETAPP. And you can find us on Instagram as well under that name.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Get Notified here on KUCI. We're going to end up with a little goth industrial because it's nice and motivating in the morning. Stick around. The next show is going to be rad. Get notified. We will see you next week on Tuesday at 8 a.m. Much love to everyone out there. Set your goals. Communicate face-to-face. Call your grandma and enjoy the day.